And for New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. Good morning. Lawmakers have had a busy few weeks on Beacon Hill trying to tie up loose ends and dealing with the budget and marijuana policy issues all leading up to the 4th of July holiday. The session began slowly and quietly. That was underlined in a Boston Business Journal editorial last week about how activists sometimes threaten to launch a ballot initiative as a way to motivate lawmakers into action. One measure to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour has yet to be taken up by the legislature. As we do most Mondays, we turn to State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. I asked him what's the likely pathway for a minimum wage increase, via legislation or ballot box?
Yeah, I mean, that's really a fascinating question. If we're talking about the minimum wage, that is something that has some appeal on Beacon Hill, though after they just went through three consecutive years, they passed a law. We saw three consecutive years of raises up to the current $11 an hour. It's unclear whether or not lawmakers want to move so quickly to achieve another raise, but we've seen a lot of these interest groups with their priorities, particularly on the left among the more liberal causes in Massachusetts, using the ballot, and they've tried to use it as a threat, but what we've seen is more often than not now they end up proceeding to the ballot, whether it's on pot, whether it's on charter schools, because they have not been able to convince the legislature, which has been reluctant to do some of these things, that it's better for them to do it rather than let the voters decide. So they've taken these things to the ballot, and I think we're likely to see a lot more of that moving forward.
Now, historically, has this always been the stick to the carrot, or is this something that's a newer kind of thing?
It always has been there as a tool to kind of spur people to action. I think you've seen on some issues, like marijuana, for instance, the legislature has not wanted to do it. I mean, their basic answer to that was no, and so they let it go to the voters, and they were overruled. We have seen other deals hashed out because of this. Nurse staffing comes to mind. Legislation regarding auto repairs also comes to mind, where they were able to strike deals to avoid ballot questions. So it can go both ways.
Speaking of ballot boxes, there is just under a month for petitioners to get those signatures and submit the language to the Attorney General for getting placement onto the 2018 ballot. So do you know of any measures that are trying to make that deadline at this point?
Well, we know that the income surtax on millionaires is likely headed to the ballot in 2018, barring legal challenge, because of the votes taken by the legislature to put it there. That is a different process to amend the Constitution. As far as initiative petitions go, there is the possibility that we could see the $15 minimum wage go. We could see, and as we just talked about, the Raise Up Coalition in Massachusetts is trying to get the legislature to act on paid family leave, but they may file a placeholder ballot question in case they can't get action in the legislature. Retailers are actively and aggressively exploring the possibility of pushing for a sales tax reduction on the ballot in 2018 because they know they're unlikely to get that through the legislative process. That is something that could wind up getting filed by the August 2nd deadline. So a number of pretty significant measures could be up for debate over the next year and a half plus.
It's always about the money. You know, when the regular calendar year changes, people often take stock of what happened in the previous year, and then they look forward to new experiences and things like that. What are some of the highlights that stand out for you most this past fiscal year? And what, if anything, is ahead for lawmakers?
Well, you know, this past fiscal year, at least from a legislative standpoint, it's been pretty slow. You saw the legislature come in, the brand new start of the year, a new legislature, the governor entering the second half of his first term in office, and all we've really seen so far is some battles over marijuana, struggles with the budget, and lawmakers passing their own pay raise legislation. But I think moving forward in the coming months, you may see in the fall some coalescing around criminal justice reforms. It appears that the legislature and the governor could be poised to enact legislation that would provide some protections for pregnant workers in the workplace, and those are two of the issues that could be moving quickly before the August recess and then moving into the winter.
That's State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. Matt, happy new fiscal year. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're listening to New England Public Radio.